Samson's wife, she talks so fair. Samson said, cut off of my hair.
Cut it off!
Shave my hair just as clean as your hair, and my strength will come like a natural man.
The song is Witness, a spiritual performed by Vocal Essence, a Minneapolis-based choral ensemble. Vocal Essence will perform spirituals, selections by Stephen Foster, and classical songs this Saturday night in Bemidji State University's concert series. Philip Brunel is the conductor and founder of Vocal Essence. He's looking forward to performing in Bemidji.
I was saying to the ensemble singers last night at rehearsal, Bemidji just has such a long history of wonderful music making that I said it will just be a joy for us to be there.
Well, I have in front of me the repertoire you're going to perform. What a great variety of music you'll play, from classical to Stephen Foster to spirituals. Tell us how you put together the repertoire.
I like to combine a lot of American music from some of the classical kinds of pieces, but also include some that are more from the folk tradition, and then also some that are from our spirituals tradition, so that you really, people get a chance to see a really kind of wide range of what we have in America, and at the same time, a wide range of what the ensemble singers are capable of performing. And that's why we will go from some of the music of Stephen Foster. One of the hot composers these days is a man named Eric Whitaker. So we're going to do one of his really fantastic pieces called Leonardo. It's about Leonardo da Vinci. Leonardo dreams of his flying machine. It's a really wonderful thing. And a music by a young woman from upstate Vermont, Kitty Brazelton, who has done a very fancy piece called Oh Joy, based on texts from the Psalms. And a Norwegian guy I've stuck in there named Knut Nystedt, who used to come around Minnesota. He's now about 95, living in Oslo, and he did a piece called Praise to God. So we go from that, and we do the spirituals. It's just a wonderful kind of big range of music.
Well, now you've been active in choral music and conducting, directing, and organizing it in Minnesota for over 40 years. Tell us a little more about your background, how you came to this passion for choral music.
Well, I've always had a big love for singing. I mean, age 3, I was your boy soprano in Austin, Minnesota, singing, you know, in churches and for conventions and all kinds of events. And then we moved to Minneapolis when I was 7, and now Vocal Essence, which I founded, is now in its 42nd year. I think I must have been 6 when I started it. I don't know. But it's, you know, been focusing on just lots of wonderful choral music that exists and helping people to enjoy and share in the music. And I'm just delighted because I know I have old friends up in Bemidji, Fulton and Nancy Gallagher, and of course Paul Brandvik I've known for years. So there's just a lot of wonderful music making that's gone on, and I'm just delighted we're going to be coming up there.
Say, I want to ask you about the vocal music scene in Minnesota, because it seems like our small colleges are just turning out some terrific vocal music programs. They have terrific vocal music programs. And tell us about that scene going on around Minnesota in terms of developing a vocal tradition here.
You know, I've been involved with a lot of national and international choral organizations like Chorus America and the International Federation for Choral Music. And wherever you go, when people talk about Minnesota, they always say, oh, that's choral country. And it's absolutely true. And the reason it's choral country is several things. One is, as you mentioned, the strong tradition that we have with a number of our of our universities and colleges that have really fostered great teaching and great interest in choral music. And the conductors that have come in the decades in the past and continuing. I mean, we've just got a lot of young, wonderful choral talent around the state. Thanks to St. Olaf, thanks to McAllister, the University of Minnesota, to Concordia, just any number of organizations, and plus the whole state university system. We've got great choral music going on. And then, of course, beyond that, we've got the choral scene in our high schools and in our churches. No, it's an unusual situation here that Minnesota has, and I just am always hoping and telling people that they must appreciate what it is and support it, because we don't want it to go away. You won't find it if you look in some of our other neighboring states, not to this extent.
We're speaking with Philip Brunel. He's the conductor and founder of Vocal Essence. They will be performing this Saturday night in Bemidji State University's concert series at 7:30. And Phil, now Vocal Essence has several different incarnations. This is the ensemble singers. Tell us about that particular group of singers.
Well, there are two parts to Vocal Essence. One is the ensemble singers. This is the 32-voice professional group that gives concerts in the Twin Cities, but also is, you know, not so huge, so we can also tour. And then there is the volunteer wing, which is 100 voices, and that is the chorus of Vocal Essence. And many of the concerts we do in the Twin Cities combine both groups. But for touring purposes, it's really much more practical to have the ensemble singers. And they have done not only touring around Minnesota, but out on the East Coast, and also last year, a wonderful tour in England that was a really fantastic experience for us, and also just letting people in England know about the high standard of singing that happens in Minnesota.
You know, what's the challenge in arranging music for 32 singers?
Well, I think the challenge is, I mean, it's such a beautiful blend. I mean, that's really one of the things you have to be looking for. Each of these singers must re-audition every year to stay in the group. So it's not a lifetime appointment, I can tell you. They're all here. They really want to be, and so they keep themselves vocally in shape. But in order to put these 32 singers together and then have this beautiful blend, you also want to challenge them with a variety of choral repertoire. And at the same time, you want to also have it be a variety of music that the audience is going to enjoy. I mean, there's no sense to just say, let's sing something that's so difficult nobody else will ever sing it. I mean, that doesn't prove anything to me. But what I want to do is have music where people say, you know, I haven't heard that before, but wow, that's a beautiful piece, and they sing it marvelously. And this group also, we encourage that, you know, there's a lot of feeling that you want them to be singing to the audience, not just singing to their music. And they really achieve that.
Philip Brunel, founder and conductor of Vocal Essence, the ensemble singers, perform this Saturday night in the Bemidji State University Concert Series at 7:30. Call KAXE for more information. Philip, thanks so much for being on our program.
You're welcome. Looking forward to being up in Bemidji.
A basket of posies, a garland of lilies, a garland of roses, a little straw hat to set on. be, dear, dear? What can the matter be, oh dear? What can the matter be? Johnny's too long at the, Johnny's too long at the, Johnny's too long at the, Johnny's too long at the fair.